This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Portions of the Red River Radio listening area were impacted by the severe storms, which pushed through late Friday and into the early morning hours of Saturday. The weather claimed four lives in our area, one in Caddo Parish in Oil City, two in Bossier Parish, and a third person near Nacogdoches. The National Weather Service reports that a tornado struck near Houghton with winds estimated at 135 miles per hour. It killed an elderly couple as their mobile home was blown off its foundation and completely destroyed. The other fatalities were the result of trees falling in homes. Another weaker tornado struck in Nacogdoches County in Texas, resulting in a death there. The storm resulted in multiple road closures and, at the peak, left about 29,000 customers without power. Extensive damage was reported in multiple parts of Louisiana and Texas. The Benton Middle School sustained severe damage as the roof covering four classrooms was blown away. According to a press release, classes have been canceled for all Benton Middle School students today as cleanup and repairs are underway. Classes are expected to resume Tuesday. In southern Arkansas, residents in Union County avoided the most severe weather from storms that moved through early Saturday morning. The high winds and heavy rain did result in power outages and several downed trees throughout the county. According to an Entergy spokesman, approximately 2,600 customers lost power in the El Dorado-Camden area, but most have since had power restored. Texas state lawmakers were in El Paso Friday seeking public comment about how to redraw Texas's political boundaries in 2021. Christina Sanchez is with El Paso Community College. She urged members of the Texas House Redistricting Committee to form a separate citizen advisory committee which could review the new political maps before they become official to prevent partisan gerrymandering.
Reliance on the decision makers, with all due respect, to be driven by good faith alone to ensure that district lines are fair and representative of the communities that comprise our states has not worked throughout most of the state.
Friday was the second public redistricting committee hearing of the week in El Paso. The lawmakers will hold additional hearings later this month in Plano and Arlington, Texas. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards will be sworn in for his second term today. The Democratic governor's inauguration will take place at 11:30 a.m. this morning on the state capitol building steps in Baton Rouge. Louisiana Public Broadcasting will live stream the event on lpb.org. And the LSU Tigers face the Clemson Tigers for what many are calling a home game for LSU as number one ranked LSU squares off against number three Clemson for the National College Football Championship title in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Kickoff is 7 p.m. today and will be broadcast on the ESPN cable network. Isolated to scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will be possible across lower East Texas and North Louisiana today and area-wide tonight and also throughout the rest of the week. The high temperature today should reach the mid-60s, dropping to overnight lows in the mid-50s. You're listening to Red River Radio News.